In my introduction? Okay, welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Shelby.
And this is Emily.
And this is Caitlin.
Caitlin is our first guest.
You're a guest on my podcast? Oh.
No, not that. I'm she so happy to guest. Be here.
I've been waiting so long to say that. It's relevant.
It is relevant. It
takes us back to our first episode.
Yeah, JoJo.
Anyways.
Love the hater. Okay.
Okay, well, before we get into our episode today, we wanted to do, like, a little get to know you, but first we'll have Caitlin give us a little intro, Caitlin, about who you are.
Tell us about yourself.
Yes, I would love to. I'm Caitlin. I have been friends with Emily for, 10 or 11 years? That's and then crazy. I know.
What the?
We became friends when we were, 15. Mm-hmm. And now it's been almost 15 years
it's that we've been friends. It's been that long?
Yeah.
It's been 11.
Yeah.
Years. Yeah. 11 years?
Because we're not 30 yet.
Good.
Which good. Is good.
I always like to say that Caitlin and I had an arranged friendship.
Yes.
What? So, I guess arranged friendships work out.
Wait, explain that.
So,
you got set up on a blind date? A blind friendship date?
Basically.
Kind of, yeah, I guess
you're right. Don't think so, but I kind of think so.
Our moms were like, they're going to be friends, and then we were. So, I moved to Utah when I was 15, and my mom went out ahead of time to close on our house and met Caitlin's mom in the ward. And they realized that they had daughters the same exact age going to the same school.
Oh,
and they were I remember this story. And then when I got there, they introduced us.
Yeah.
And we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, I remember my mom being like, oh my gosh, there's a new girl moving in and you need to be friends with her. And I was like, sure, I guess.
So basically, Caitlin was forced to be my friend. And I just followed
and she's
her around.
Still forced. We yeah. pay Caitlin to be friends with Emily.
And my mom still wants me to be friends with her, so I'm just gonna keep doing that. No, but I have been friends with Emily for that long, which is crazy. And then I know Shelby by proxy.
Yeah.
Through Emily.
True.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's been great. I work right now, and I'm going to school. So I work with children who are diagnosed with autism. Which is really fun. And I'm also getting my master's degree in applied behavior analysis, which is the therapy you do with kids that have autism.
Yes. Dare I say boss babe?
I would say boss babe.
You're like, yes, I would dare to.
You said that. You're getting your master's?
Yes. Wow. I have 8 months left in my program.
It's going to go by fast.
And then I'll be a boss babe. We'll wait till I have my master's.
You could be a boss babe
You're
now.
You're still a boss
really?
Babe.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, thank you.
So, let's do a question each, and then we can jump into our episode today. We are doing crazy dating stories today, which I'm so excited about. I love a story episode.
Yes. So. We got some pretty good ones. And we each got, a couple stories, but we didn't tell each other, so.
Yes.
That'll
we'll
be fun.
Real reactions.
Real. We are genuine.
Live. Okay. Who wants to start with questions,
though? I'll start.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yes. Love that.
She's ready.
Our boss, babe.
Yes. Okay, if you were on a deserted island,
of course,
what one item would you have to have? I know that's a basic question.
Do we get to have, the clothes that are on us?
Yeah, you're fully clothed. And let's just say, you have everything you need. So the one item that you can have is purely a want. It's not, food or water or shelter. You have food, you have water, you have shelter. You have to bring one item that you just
So we
want.
Have, we have a knife, knives, stuff. Wait, why did I just
Are you
have
okay?
a stroke?
We have knives? Stop. Toby, you're fired. She's fired. Okay.
I'm always fired.
I choose.
Last time I didn't hold that one close enough. This time I'm too close. Okay. So we have knives.
You do, yeah, yeah.
A hatchet.
You have like
okay, I would know how to do that.
Basics. You have everything you need to survive.
So it's kind of something not. You're saying we have everything we need, and this is something we just want.
Yeah,
okay. A Kindle,
something to pass it.
A Kindle,
oh, Kindle.
You don't even have a Kindle though.
I know, but if I was on a desert island, I would want one.
Don't you need Wi-Fi?
Not if they're downloaded previously.
Okay, we just have all of our favorite books downloaded.
I was gonna say A Court of Mist and Fury.
Same, literally. Who are we? Why? I was gonna say that too. The first thing that popped into my head was chocolate.
Oh. Okay.
No, but that's
yeah, that's valid.
It's like it's a need.
That would do so much for your
Sour
mental
patch
health.
Kids.
It would,
I think.
But it would go away quickly. So then I thought of a book, and I thought of A Court of Mist and Fury.
Yep.
Nice.
What would
Delusional.
You bring, Caitlin?
I would bring stuff to crochet.
I love
So that. That's like multiple things, but I'm just going to group it into the
it's
one.
It's okay.
I didn't
I'm
know
a
you crochet.
And I crochet.
What do you like?
Really good.
Like, what? What's your favorite thing to do?
I actually love doing stuffed animals because they're really fast to make. Like, it's
that
8 hours.
That seems like it's so hard.
No, it's actually pretty easy. Like, once you have the basics down, it's
That's
not
cute.
Hard at all. But yeah, I love
see.
Making those. I'll show you
okay.
pictures.
Please do. Please do.
Love that.
I like that question. Should I go next? I'll go next.
Okay.
Okay. This is kind of a little bit book related, but you know how in books a lot of characters have a smell?
Mm-hmm.
What would your smell be?
Wow.
What would you smell like? I could go first. I was thinking about this and actually kind of laughing at myself because I started using, well, I didn't start. I started like a year ago using beef tallow as a moisturizer.
Oh. So you'd smell like
so
beef
I would
tallow?
Probably smell like butter or
you
beef.
Smell like beef.
or lavender because my soap is lavender scented. So I'm smelling like beef and lavender over here.
Ooh. I'm, like, imagining myself, I mean, in real life, I'd probably just smell, like, deodorant.
Well,
and, like, shampoo.
Okay,
but
in a perfect world.
In a perfect world, if I was a book character, I would describe myself as, like, lemon, because I love anything
Ooh.
Lemon. Lemon and,
I, like
I had another one, jasmine, because I really like floral scents, like, when I pick perfume.
Mm, you smell like rice and... Doesn't he smell like citrus and jasmine?
No.
Or no?
No.
Wait, he's citrus and... What's his other scent? I can't remember.
Maybe it is.
But here we go, bringing up rice and again.
Well, I am rice and. Or whatever. So, Caitlin, what do you think?
I also feel like I would be something floral because I love plants. I have, like, so many plants
Ooh.
In my house. And also, I have so many granny hobbies. Like crochet and I'm like learning how to quilt now so I'm like that just all kind of encompasses floral
Rosy.
Like your grandma smells floral you know
oh,
but like kind of
so maybe like you smell like floral but also baby powder because I feel like grandmas smell like baby powder
okay
yeah that's true
like if you put baby powder on a rose and just gave it a whiff.
You know, okay, is this real? Have you guys ever seen those videos of those fruit that have, like, this white powdery stuff on it, and then they chop it, and it's, like, the juiciest thing? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. I know
Is that real?
About.
Like, why is there that white
why
powder
is it powdery?
On it?
They probably put it on there.
But why? You know? They're just putting baby powder on this juicy orange.
I don't know.
I think they want it to be the contrast. Between something that looks so dry and gross and then you cut it open and it's so juicy.
Yeah.
I think they do it for the contrast.
I can see that. You are smart. You're probably the smartest.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
We're kind of not that smart on here.
Okay, my turn. What is... a common misconception you feel like people have about you.
Oh,
I know mine.
Emily's getting deep.
I know. I think it's interesting though. It's not funny, but it's pretty interesting. What do you think?
You guys go first.
Mine is for sure. I have been told so many times. I thought you were so stuck up when I first met you. And it's only because I have RBF.
Yeah.
Mm. I just, and I'm not super outgoing. Like, I'm kind of shy. Mm-hmm. Especially if I'm in a situation where everyone else knows each other and then there's me.
Yeah.
Like, I have RBF on. I'm super shy. So people just think that I'm super standoffish, really stuck up. And then they talk to me and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
You're not, actually. But I got that all the time growing up. And even when I moved in with my college roommates, they did not like me at first. Because they were like, you just...
It took a minute.
Yeah. They're like, we thought you hated us. We thought that you just wanted to be left alone. And I didn't feel that way at all. I guess I just am really bad at being friendly.
Okay, mine is actually exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah, like whenever people, their first impression of me is that I'm kind of a biatch. Because I'm a little bit, I mean, I'm not totally an introvert, but I feel like I'm more introverted than extroverted. Mm-hmm. So I'm short, like in conversation when I'm first meeting people, because I'm like unsure about them and the situation, and I don't know them, they don't know me. And so people are, it's kind of the same, exactly what you said. Like, they think that I'm a little bit stuck up, and, but then once they get to know me, they realize I'm actually that girl.
Yeah.
I'm not that girl. Stuck up. I am actually stuck up.
No, but you're also, like, super pretty, which doesn't help your case. I feel like people are more likely to think you're stuck up if you're, like, gorgeous, you know?
Yeah.
Like, true. Oh, she thinks she's better than me because she's pretty. You know.
Yeah, but I don't think that. So it's mine is actually the same.
You're humble Emily about how pretty you are.
I was gonna say a little bit too,
which is really now this question has gotten really boring. We all said the same thing, but people have told me like I have RBF too. I don't know. Caitlin might win the RBF contest. Because it is,
don't make me take a spit take. I
feel like I've gotten better, but people told that to me like in high school. Especially because I moved here in high school and I was really shy. And the shyness comes across as, like, pretentiousness or, like, you think you're better than everyone. But I'm like, no, it's the opposite. You just are too scared. Like, once someone talks to me, and I think you guys are the same, but I'm not one to always initiate the first conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Well, then it's a good thing I initiated our conversation.
Our mothers initiated it.
It's a good thing my mom pushed me to initiate our conversation.
I don't even think we talked. There were probably, like, weeks where we just, like, didn't even talk.
Yeah, Shelby, you were the quiet one of our ballet group. Yeah. Like, you were just, I just remember you always, like, in the corner stretching at the bar.
Really?
Yeah. That's like, so my funny. First impression of you was, like, just putting your leg on the bar and just being, like, just being over there by yourself.
That's so sad.
But, like, not in a lonely way, just, like, you were not as talkative as, you know.
I was in the zone. I was ready to get going with class.
All right. Well,
that's so funny that we all had the same response. We're the same. That's why we have Caitlin on here.
Yay!
And we have Caitlin on here just because she's awesome.
Yeah.
And she's one of the funniest people that I know. And I just wanted her to join us and talk about crazy dating stories because I think it'd be really fun and funny.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah. I'm going to start.
Yes.
Me as an Emily.
Emily as an I.
Some people can't tell our voices apart. So.
Yeah. Do you feel like that when you listen?
Okay, so sometimes when you're doing the intro, I'll try to guess who it is. Once you guys are talking back and forth, I can differentiate. But when I'm hearing the first voice, I'm like, is that Shelby or is that Emily?
It's so funny.
It's so funny because in real life, it sounds different.
Yeah.
But on the podcast, it is.
Well, there's been times very even similar. Where we're listening and I was like, wait, who was that? I did not think that our voices would sound similar, but I guess they do. This hair is bugging me, so I'm going to put it back. It was like going, ding. You have a sideways alfalfa hair going on.
Okay, everyone shut up.
Emily actually is rude.
Everyone thinks I'm stuck up. Such a misconception about me.
Okay.
I'll start with my story. It's kind of like a two for one, but it's from the same person. Thanks, everyone, who sent stories in, yes, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm just going to read it from their point of view. So when I first got out of a 3-year relationship, I moved cities and I didn't have a circle of friends yet, and I wasn't going out or meeting people, so I downloaded Tinder. I know, bad move. First girl I went out on 2 or 3 dates with and everything seemed fine. Then one day we were sitting at a bar and I casually said, dude, that's crazy. This is a guy, by the way.
Okay.
Or something along those lines. She completely lost it on me and said, I'm not your dude. Don't effing call me that. Why don't you have any cute nicknames for me? And then stormed off to the bathroom. After she was gone, the female bartender came up to me and was like, bro, if you need to get out of here, I'll cover for you. I said I was going to stick around and bow out gracefully because I felt bad. She was like, dude, you need to get out of that one immediately. I dropped her off at home like a gentleman, but this particular girl had been to my apartment before, and in the morning, when I woke up to go to the gym, I found her passed out over her steering wheel, sleeping in my parking lot.
What? Wait.
What? I don't know. That's it. I wish I had more context, but that's all I got.
Yeah, like, did he wake her up?
He probably just ran.
Yeah. Like, did she, like, follow him home? I'm confused.
I don't know. She just must have driven to his apartment and just slept there.
Oh.
This story continues. The second girl I went out on dates with after that and I were hooking up pretty consistently for 6 weeks or so, and she said she was an ex-Mormon, but always said her family had quote-unquote issues, but didn't go into details about it. She called me one night and asked if I would come to a family dinner with her. I immediately said yes because I really liked her. When I showed up to family dinner, I found out that her 65-year-old father recently came out as trans. He was an active Mormon, mind you.
Wait, he was 65?
Yes.
Wow.
And was currently transitioning / going through a divorce with her mother. However, they were still all living in the same house. She has 6 siblings, and that was the most entertaining family dinner I've ever attended. And then I deleted Tinder immediately after my next experience, which is not appropriate for the podcast.
Oh.
So that's the whole story.
I'm so glad I never was on Tinder.
Yeah.
I was going to ask that's that. Have you guys
was been on Tinder? Dating apps?
Wasn't it Hot or Not?
I lived through you, Emily, on Hot or Not, because I was like...
Ew, no. Because
you would show me...
It was a bad time.
You would show me these guys that thought you were hot, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, look at all these cute guys who think that Emily's hot.
And I would always see, like, your brother on the popular page.
Oh my god.
I forgot about that. There I'd be like, why am I not on the popular page? I would not get mad.
That is so funny. What an app. Is that still a thing?
No way, because...
Oh my god.
That app should not exist.
No.
Because it's for underage
people. It's like a dating app for... teenagers.
Yeah,
tweens.
Which is really sketchy.
That is sketchy. That we had so much fun just messing around with boys on there, though.
We would just mess with people.
We would say, what were some of the things that we would do to just mess with them?
We would just act stupid.
Yeah,
we'd
random
be like,
nonsense.
What? They'd be like, how
what
was
do
your
you
day?
Mean?
And
that's what like, we would do.
We would say, how was your day? And we go, I don't
what do you
get
mean?
It.
Yeah.
So funny.
They'd be like, what?
That was actually so fun. Okay. This one's a little bit shorter. One time, me and this guy I met off a dating app went on our date. We went to the hot springs. It was a little later than I would have liked, but I felt comfortable with him, so I had no issue with it. Once we were in the hot springs, he started getting really touchy. Again, I didn't super mind it because we were vibing, but then he started acting really weird and moved my legs to be resting on his lap, which is when he said, I could just eat your legs.
Oh.
I felt really uncomfortable and just wanted to go home.
Ew, what?
I could just eat your legs?
That's under the category of dumbest things boys have said to me,
yeah,
which is what we originally wanted this episode to be, but it was too specific.
Well, like, 2 of my stories are more according to dumbest things.
Yeah,
I love that. That's
that?
So I could just eat your legs. It's like when you think a baby is so cute, you just could eat them.
Yeah, but that is so
but weird like to say. That's
but you don't say that like to appear
yeah,
on a date.
On a first date.
I just wanna eat your lips. Like that's especially after you like pull her legs onto you and then you're like, oh, I could just eat these.
Is yeah. a leg fetish like, a thing?
What? Oh,
for sure, probably.
Ew.
Leg.
He probably
leg
had fetish. One.
That's yeah. weird.
Oh, well, that was a good one.
Okay, Caitlin, tell your story.
All right.
Okay, well, this is my personal story, which is really short and, like, not that great, but...
I'm sure it's
it
great.
It shocked me in the moment. So I dated this guy very, very briefly in college. And there was... I had bangs in college, which was a whole move.
Oh, yeah. I know this story.
But there was a time in college where I didn't have bangs, and then I got bangs, like, halfway through college. And I was talking to this guy, and he saw a picture of me without bangs, and he tells me, and we were, like, kind of dating by this point. He had told me he liked me, and he sees this picture of me without bangs, and he goes, "You're 30% more attractive without bangs." And I had bangs when he told me that.
Can you show me your calculations?
This is not your husband, right? Yeah.
And then he got on one knee. No.
You're 30% hotter without bangs.
Without bangs,
I would
yeah.
love to see the math he
took. I know. Show me
that
the
is
stats.
So fun and so specific.
Yeah.
He wasn't just like... Even,
you're
even
hotter
if you just
without
said, like,
bangs.
You're hotter without bangs, first of all, yeah. that's so... unwarranted to say that.
Yeah.
But well, also 30%.
You're 30%.
30% more.
Just, I was hoping I'd be 38%.
Not 35%, but 30%.
You should have been like, aw, not even 40?
Did you, like, spit something back at him? Like, oh, you're 30% hotter without your mustache or something.
I think I was in shock.
You're 30% uglier after saying that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
That would have been the best comeback. It's one of those moments where, like, I think about it when I'm going to sleep and I'm like, what could I have said back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What could
There's
I have
always,
done?
Always.
But
always.
In
the
moment,
like,
yeah.
Did he just say that? And
yeah.
then you're just like, huh?
Yeah. I was just like, okay.
Okay.
I was also 21, so
oh, yeah.
I didn't have the... sass that I yeah. have now. I wouldn't have
yeah.
put up with that now.
I feel like you've always had a little bit of sass, though. But it's
I
like,
have.
In the moment,
yeah.
it's so hard.
It is. Yeah.
Like, afterwards, you're like, oh, I could have said this or this or this.
Yeah,
totally.
I wish
Every
I was
time.
So, like, quick-witted.
I know. Well, the thing is, I'm not against men having preferences.
Yeah. Obviously. I mean, we have preferences.
Like, I wouldn't be against it if he told me, oh, I actually prefer you without bangs. That's fine. That
yeah.
wouldn't have offended me. But you're 30% more attractive without bangs? What
Ew.
The heck? Yeah, gross.
Ew.
Well, and that's just gross. Something... Was this a first date?
No, it was like, we had been friends for a few months.
You said you
and then
kind
he,
of dating.
He told
okay.
me he liked me, and I was like, okay, well, I don't know if I like you, so let's kind of... like, talk more and, like, hang out more. So it was kind of through that phase of things
okay.
where he told me
that. So I
was going to
say, that's something you say a little further along, but you were a
Yeah,
little
yeah.
along.
Yeah, like, yeah. my husband could say that to me now, and I'd be like, aw, sweetie,
yeah.
you know?
I'm going to cut things. Anyway,
I don't think yeah. there is any situation where that comment is warranted.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's so rude.
Not even married. Like, no.
It's so rude.
Okay.
For real.
My next one's really short. One time, a guy asked me on a dinner date, and then he actually took me to a pyramid scheme pitch at the Holiday Inn. When I walked out, he said, I was gonna take you to the Red Lobster after.
Are you kidding
oh,
me?
Oh, no.
Oh. Honestly, though, I'd be
MLMs,
like, okay.
So she got worst. Asked out on a date, he's like, do you want to go to dinner? And then he took her to the Holiday Inn, and then,
uh-huh.
and
to
then
a conference.
They were, like, trying to get her to... be a part of a pyramid scheme.
Oh.
And she just, like, after she realized what was happening, she just, like, stood up and walked out, and I guess he, like, ran after. She's like, I'm just gonna get an Uber home, and then he was like, wait, no, I was gonna take you to dinner, like, we're gonna go to dinner after, and she was like, I am... no.
Good
yeah,
for her.
That, honestly, I respect that so much. Having the guts to just be like, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I'm not
yeah.
sitting through this.
Yeah, what? Why would he do that?
That's so That is not wild.
Date material.
He's trying to get her to sign up under him. And maybe that's yeah. like that's his strategy.
He's twist. Like, oh, he's actually chick.
Selling lip scents.
He's a Monet MLM.
He's like, yeah. Your hair has never been healthier.
You have amazing hair. You would do great.
He starts, when he messages her to ask her out on a date, he starts it with, hey, girly.
Oh, that is the
you
worst.
You seem really smart and talented.
Yeah.
You are boss babe material.
Yeah.
Do you want to make millions?
Do you want to be financially independent?
Why did we just flip this and make him gay?
Okay, who's next? Shelby.
My turn. Okay. This next one's a little bit longer. Okay. I met this boy at a party, and we immediately clicked and started chatting. He asked me on a date for the next week. He picked me up, and we decided to get food. After he took me to a lookout where we chatted some more, and as the night continued, he started to inch his face closer and closer to me, like if he wanted to kiss me. I was fine with it when all of a sudden my stomach started to feel upset, and I told him that I felt like throwing up. So I got out of the car for some fresh air and immediately threw up.
Oh no.
When I got back in the car, he asked me if I was okay, and I said yes, and that I was sorry, I just threw up. He said it was fine, and then proceeded to lean in
no.
for a kiss.
No, no.
Stop. I stopped him and told him that I had just thrown up, and my mouth was gross, and then I didn't want to kiss him. He said that he didn't mind it if I didn't mind it. Ew. I told him no again. Where am I? Ew. Oh, I told him no again because that was gross, and he said, okay, we can go back to my place, and I'll give you some medicine and water. So we drove back to his place, and he did give me some medicine slash water. Then I started to feel better. We sat on the couch and chatted some more. After a few minutes, he started to inch his face closer to mine again for a kiss. What? And the rumbling of my stomach started again. And the throw up feeling returned. So I ran to his bathroom and threw up another time. I apologized again and I asked him to just take me home, but he insisted I sit back down on the couch. So I did. And this time he asked if he could just kiss me already. I reminded him that I had just thrown up again. And again, he said he didn't mind it. Ew, I told him no. And he said, fine, I'll take you home. So he did, and he seemed bummed the whole ride to my house.
Oh, okay. First of all, God send me a sign as to why I should not kiss this boy.
For real, that's what I was thinking.
The two times he goes to lean in, all of a sudden her stomach is upset?
Yeah.
If that ain't a sign, I don't know what
Or it's
is.
Like, you know that trend crazy. Where it's like, why is my, I'm at work, why is my stomach all of a sudden hurting? And it's like their dog at home doing voodoo stuff to get them to come back home.
That is crazy. And you know what? There's nothing more attractive than a guy being bummed out.
Yeah,
that you didn't kiss him.
I was just going to say, the audacity
what the
to
heck?
Act, to pout.
Yeah.
Because your date threw up
and didn't want to kiss you twice. He tried three times to kiss her and she threw up twice.
He was down bad. The fact that he was like, well, I don't care if you don't, you should care.
He was thirsty to another level. He was, he was dying of dehydration.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for real.
That's
disgusting.
That is
honestly
really embarrassing.
If I threw up one time, I would immediately be like, I need to go home. Like, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
Take me home.
Yeah.
You know? Like, why did she go back to his house?
I mean, maybe she, like, felt okay after, and she was like, oh, he wants to take care of me. Like, okay.
Also, you always try to... I would do things that I wouldn't normally do. Like, if it was a sixth date, I'd be like, I have to go home. But when you're kind of just getting to know someone, you try to
make
your
it
best face
work.
Yeah,
true.
Exactly.
Very true.
Yeah. So, but I mean, yeah, we should make it more normalized.
Yeah. But if he's the one...
Let's normalize going home after barfing.
Yeah. Please. Because if he's the one, it's like, oh, yeah, we can go on another date, get to know each other, go home, rest, throw up in your own toilet, you know? Yeah. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. No, that, I, that poor girl, she should have gone home. She should have felt okay to call it quits right then and there when she threw up. Yeah. So sad.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Caitlin.
Okay. This, again, is more along the lines of a dumbest thing that a guy has said to me. Okay.
I love those.
So, my first boyfriend ever was not the best kisser I've ever had, but it was my first relationship and the first guy I had ever kissed, so I didn't know any better. We would often go to his house after school and work on paintings because he, quote-unquote, wanted to learn, i.e. spend time with me. So after I had painted 3 small canvases, I exclaimed that I didn't know what to paint anymore. For context, I was sitting on the floor and he was on the couch. He leaned over and kissed me Spider-Man style, but he used far more tongue than I was expecting.
Wait, he was upside down?
He was on the couch.
She was so on the floor.
Leaned over the couch.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was confused for a second.
You're like, why was he upside down?
I thought they were both on the couch. I didn't catch that she was on the floor.
He's like,
I don't know. When he pulled back, he said, I hope that inspired you.
He's her muse.
She's like, what, your tongue? Oh!
I just laughed at him. Between that and the fact that I had to wipe his saliva off of my cheeks, it made it into the top 5
your
worst
cheeks?
Kisses I've
wait,
ever had.
Wait. Why was there saliva on her cheeks?
No.
It says that he used far more tongue than she was expecting.
Why? I don't care. Why was there saliva on the cheeks?
Never. I don't even want my own husband's saliva on my cheeks like
no,
that.
No, that's... What? That's yucky.
What? How does that even... I can't even...
That sounds like a worst imagine kiss that. Story, too. Ooh.
Yeah. And then he goes, I hope that inspired you.
I hope that spurred really? Something inside
that
of you.
That is hilarious and disgusting.
Oh, that is so gross.
Okay. Here we go.
There's a little bug.
And,
You okay?
No, it won't die.
Ah!
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Anyways.
We're good.
He asked me to the public library for our first date, and then the whole date, he told me how every Disney movie is connected. It took him like 45 minutes. I told him that he's crazy in like a cute, flirty way,
he's
but I
crazy.
Think I insulted him. That's it.
Oh, no.
Disney adults, y'all.
No,
Disney adults are wild.
That's second date material.
Caitlin, do you like Disney?
I like Disney.
Do you like Disneyland and Disney World?
I've been to Disneyland one time. I've been to Disney World one time, and that was when I was 5.
So you're not a Disney adult.
I would not identify as a Disney adult.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm a passive liker of Disney and Disney things, but yeah, I'm not.
It's
funny.
I'm
not obsessed.
I'm the one that makes fun of Disney adults, but out of the 3 of us, I am the
you
closest
go to, Disney the
to
most.
A Disney adult.
Yeah.
I haven't been
you're
to Disney
going
in years,
to Disney
but I am going
soon.
Saturday.
Wow.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I do love it.
You would be excited because you're a Disney adult.
I'm talking about those people that when they open the gates and they see the castle, they start crying.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They have a breakdown.
Hey, now.
I want to film one of those videos as satire when I'm in Disney World.
You should.
You should.
Oh, my gosh.
Do it, please.
But I didn't own... We didn't own one single piece of Disney attire. Me or Dallin or Jensen.
So you're telling me you're going to get the ears this time?
I'm not going to get the ears, but we are going to wear Disney shirts. Not matching, though.
Okay.
I won't do the matching.
Like shirts that just say Disney,
like
Disney World on them or Disneyland on
no,
them?
No, like I got like a Peter Pan shirt. I got Lion King shirt. I have like a Mickey Mouse
that's
shirt.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah. Jensen has like the Simba matching set. And it's so cute.
Okay, that's actually really cute.
Yeah. That is so
cute. I would do that, especially if I had a kid. anytime I could match with my children, I will take the opportunity to do it. I don't care if I look like a Disney adult.
Anyways, to that person, you really dodged a bullet.
Yeah. I disagree. I think that's second date material. If a guy did that for me, I would be like, I love the passion. I love how much you know about this. Like, he does his research.
That's so funny.
That is, like, so funny.
Yeah, it's like that works for me.
Going out with a conspiracy theorist. Though, okay.
You would do that.
Me?
You love conspiracy theories. Yeah,
I do. I'm like, Kate, let me tell you about the mermaids.
No, why is that your favorite conspiracy?
Or how tree, or how these mountains used to be giant trees. Okay? Just so out there. But those connections between the Disney movies are actually kind of crazy. So I probably actually would have been interested in that as well.
Yeah. But like, okay, yeah, I understand that. But on a first date,
yeah,
like, you're trying to get to know each other, and he just dives into how all of the movies are connected. It's giving lack of social awareness.
Yeah.
But that's so funny.
Definitely. But he was probably nervous, and he's like, I'm really into this.
That's true, that's true.
This is something I can actually talk about, so I'm going to tell her everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably just nervous and so rambling on about stuff that he knows.
Yeah.
Probably before the date, he was like, okay, if you run out of questions to ask, you can just talk for 45 minutes about how all Disney movies are connected.
He immediately ran out of questions.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Love on the Spectrum?
Yes.
Oh, that is like one of my favorite shows. But how they're always like, okay, I have to think of things that I can ask them.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. You know?
So
they're
sweet.
So cute. And then they're like, it's okay. If you run out of things to say, you can just sit there in silence and enjoy each other's company.
Yeah. And I love how literal they are. I think it's adorable. Like, there was a date I saw where, and they don't get offended either, you know, because this guy was talking about cars or something. And then his date was like, let's shift the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about cars anymore.
Yeah. I know.
He was like, okay.
I wish everybody could be like that. And they're so accepting too. Like, when one of them is like, I don't want to go on a second date, or I'll think about it. The other one is always like, okay. Like, they respect them and want them to take their time, actually think about it. Oh,
so cute.
I love that show.
I need another season. Such a good show. Such a good show.
Love.
It is. It is. Okay.
All right, Shelby.
I'm going to do my shorter one first and then my long one last. Okay. BYU boy said I love you on the second date. Classic.
Ooh.
And I wanted to share this one because BYU, especially Provo BYU culture, is kind of the worst.
It's wild.
I mean, the dating pool down there is wide. There's so many college students.
You know, lots of people find their spice?
Their spice.
Spouse in college.
Yeah.
If it's BYU or whatever college. I mean, I met Dallin in college. So did Caitlin.
I also,
So did Shelby. We all met our husbands at college.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You were at a college party,
though. I was at a party, not in... We were at two different colleges.
But it was at UVU.
Yes. Yep. Wow. Like, wait, where did you meet your husband, Caitlin?
BYU, Idaho.
Okay.
He was...
Well, tell us the story, real quick.
Okay. So he was, like, in BYU, Idaho, they create family home evening groups.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, like, two or three apartments that get together every week to hang out so that you can make friends. He was the boy apartment. He was in the boy apartment that met up with my apartment every week.
Aww.
So, yeah, I saw him and I was like, oh,
love
he's cute.
First
sight. Daniel's, like, very quiet at first.
He's
so did you
so
make the
quiet.
First move? Did you go, like, talk to him?
So, no, he actually came up and talked to me, and I was actually really mad that night because
sorry.
I was really mad because my roommate invited everyone over to our apartment and was like, we have to make them cookies, and then started making them cookies but didn't finish, and it was no bakes. So it's like, it was on the stove. She was making the cookies but didn't finish, so I had to finish the cookies even though I had so much homework.
So you were mad.
And she invited them. So anyway, moral of the story, I was mad, and then he came up to me and was like, hi, what's your name? And, you know, we had a whole conversation, but it wasn't until a few months later that we realized we liked each other and then started dating.
That's so like cute. A friendship into love. I love
friends
that.
Friends to lovers.
Friends
yes, to lovers. My favorite.
Yes.
Yeah, he's very quiet though, so I did make romantically a lot of the
The moves.
The moves, yeah.
Boss babe.
Ooh. Boss babe.
You held his hand first? Kissed him first?
I held his hand first. He kissed me first. Aww. He told me I love you first, aww, too. I told him I liked him first. So.
Cute.
She fell first. He fell harder.
Since we're kind of on the BYU culture topic.
Oh, yes.
Can we just talk about
how... Yeah. Who do we know that, like... I mean, I might know several people that are like, this guy told me he got revelation that we need to get married.
Like, on a first date. God gave me revelation that we have to be married. We have to get married.
Big ick.
Instant no. Yeah,
no, that's not right at all.
Yeah, no.
Like, God gave me revelation for you, that doesn't know me and I don't know you.
I don't even think that's a thing. It's not even possible.
I love that.
Yeah.
I would just be like, no, take me home.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah.
No, it's not. BYU dating is completely its own thing. I think a lot of logic goes out the window, which is typical in dating, especially when you're, you know, in college and excited, mm-hmm, and you're meeting someone and you really like them. But just because you really like someone doesn't mean you have to marry them, right? Yeah. Like, there's still logical steps you have to go through to be like, okay, but does this actually make sense? And I think sometimes that's kind of skipped over just because feelings are so strong and they just rely on their feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 100%. And return missionaries, right off the bat, they're told you need to find a wife and start a family. So, like, that's at the forefront of their mind. And I think they just go a little bit crazy with that. And they don't have common sense.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes that's so true.
Well, and I was a missionary. Mm-hmm. And like your final 6 weeks in the field, they make you do this thing called My Plan. And
that's right.
It's preparing you to go back and date and helping you make a plan for how you're gonna start dating and if you're gonna start school, stuff like that. Yeah, so your last 6 weeks in the field, it's like preparing you to go home and
find someone. That's like with prisoners.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they have people that go into the prisons and help them get ready to like
live normal life. Do interviews
and like get a job and like live a normal life.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's basically the same thing.
Same principle. Yeah, because honestly,
missionaries are prisoners.
That's not what I'm saying, everyone. I just need everyone to know that's not what I'm saying.
I did not know that was a thing. Yeah. That's actually kind of crazy.
So you do go home because your life is just in shambles. At least that's how I felt. Like, my life was in shambles when I got home. I was like, what am I doing?
You didn't know how to, like, you have no routine.
Go back to life.
Yeah. And I didn't even realize that's what I was feeling. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, but I gotta get on this. Like, I gotta start dating and going out with people.
That's the problem. Like, everyone just needs a little rest period there to, like,
There needs to be a buffer phase. Limbo.
And it, like, also, it's okay to get married when you're in your late 20s, in your 30s. Yeah. Like, it's okay. You don't have to get married before you're 24.
Yeah.
I feel like that's such an expectation that a lot of people put on themselves, and they feel like they're old if they're 25 and unmarried, and I wish that people didn't feel that way.
I have a bonus story that's on this same line.
Give it to us.
So, bonus, but this is a family member of Dallin's. She came back from her mission and was talking on the phone with an elder from her mission that had gotten home at the same time.
Oh.
And they didn't know each other super well, but they knew who each other was. And they, on that phone call, were like, let's send fake wedding announcements back to the mission as a joke.
Oh, no.
And then that same phone call, they were like, I actually feel like we should get married. So they basically got engaged before the first date. They agreed. They both were like, I really feel strongly we need to be married on that phone call. And they have 6 kids and are adorable.
So it worked.
Oh my gosh. It worked.
That's crazy. I'm glad it was mutual. Yeah. That they both felt that way.
They both were feeling
it. So I'm like, I don't know, I believe them.
Did they know, they knew each other as missionaries? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So they had met.
So it's not like they were meeting for the first time.
No, but they hadn't even been on a first date. Yeah. And then they got officially engaged, like, maybe 2 weeks later or something like that. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? It worked out.
Good for them. So I mean, my parents dated for 6 weeks before getting engaged, and they're still together. They've been married for over 30 years. Yeah.
That is so quick. Yeah. But it's so crazy to hear those stories and see that it actually, like, works out. Yeah. You know, like, it lasts, and they have a good marriage.
I don't think that should be the standard, but...
Totally.
but it is crazy that it works out sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sometimes. Whose turn is it?
I think it's Caitlin's turn.
Okay, Caitlin.
Oh, okay. This is my long story.
Okay.
Let me pull it up real quick. It has a title. Ooh, I don't know if I...
Love that. Tell us.
Tell us the title.
The title is Two Girls, One Bucket.
I'm like, oh.
I know. I don't know if you guys maybe should cut that out.
Two Girls, One Bucket. Is this another throwing up one?
No. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
I had been dating this guy for about 2 years when he got COVID. At the time, he was living in the basement apartment of his parents' house, and he was so sick that I had to move in for the week to take care of him. Everyone else in the house was quarantining because I also had COVID. His mom would come downstairs occasionally in a full protective bodysuit with a mask and gloves and bring us food or supplies. My ex had some previous health problems, so COVID had him in a really bad way, and I had been trying to convince him to go to the hospital. This man was so prideful that he refused to go because he didn't have health insurance and he didn't want his parents to find out that he wasn't paying for health insurance. So stupid in the face of life or death. Every day, I'm cooking, cleaning, and sanitizing, managing meds, doing laundry, fluffing pillows, refilling his water, applying heat/ice packs, giving him massages, getting him ready for bed, and scheduling him virtual doctor appointments.
Whoa.
He got so sick that I ended up having to walk him from the couch to the bathroom just to go pee. He would get so winded.
And he wouldn't go to the hospital.
He would get so winded that we'd have to take breaks along the way. He even had an in-home oxygen tank because he wasn't getting enough oxygen. We later found out that it's because he got pneumonia. And even at this point, he refused to go to the hospital.
Oh, do you have to get antibiotic for pneumonia or is that bronchitis? What am I thinking of? Oh, no, I'm thinking of...
I couldn't tell you.
Strep throat.
Strep, yeah.
During each night, he would wake me up whenever he would need something. Keep in mind, I'm also sick myself. And on one fateful night, he called me into his room saying he had to pee but couldn't get up. We tried several times to sit him up, but he would get so winded he'd lay right back down. I decided to take matters into my own hands and called an ambulance to take him to the hospital. As they were on their way, we had to figure out what to do because he still had to pee. I ended up calling his mother because she was a nurse and I thought she might know what to do.
Wait, his mother is a nurse this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
She got in her full protective gear and came downstairs in the middle of the
night.
She's
in a hazmat suit.
Oh no. Yeah.
The plan we devised was to roll him on his side at the edge of the bed and have him pee into a bucket. My job was to climb on the bed and roll him onto his side and pull down his pants, bare butt and bits out. Without hesitation, his mom grabs his pee-pee and puts it in the bucket and commands him to pee.
He grabs it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He
couldn't even hold it himself?
Who knows?
Stop. I can't even.
He doesn't go right away, I'm sure because he's never had his mom hold it, especially with an audience. So she tells him again to go. Her and I don't know what to do as the sound of his pee hitting the bucket is filling the silence. So we're both just looking at the ceiling, trying not to catch one another's eye.
No.
I'm sure we were both realizing how insane it is that we were all together in the midst of her naked son, with her holding his manhood in a bucket. He finishes, she puts everything back in his shorts as I am pulling them back up. His mom takes the pee bucket and dumps it down the toilet. Ambulance comes, takes him away, and he is at the hospital for a couple of days. At the time, I was really emotional because I thought he was going to die, so when he got out, I was expecting to get really serious about marriage or our future. I didn't think we'd want to live without each other after such an intense couple of weeks. I was basically his wife after the whole bucket incident. Oh,
Yeah. For sure. And, but, and also, like, taking care of him 24/7.
Yeah.
That's wife duties.
For sure. But after all was said and done, this man told me he didn't think I was the one. And that's on the audacity of men.
Oh, I was going to ask, did they end up getting married? But no.
Nope.
The audacity.
For her to take care of him like that, and then...
The worst part is the mom having to hold it. Could he not just lean over and...
He was that sick that he couldn't...
Guide himself? Like, what?
I know.
He couldn't lift his arm or just slide it over, like...
Wow.
Yeah. And that's on man cold. I'm just kidding. He was actually really sick.
He's on his deathbed.
Ugh, man colds.
No, that is crazy.
That is actually crazy.
The girly who submitted this deserves way better.
Okay, wait, this is someone that you guys know? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Oh. Wow. I would never with someone I'm dating. Well, I don't know. If I really liked the person and thought I was going to marry them, I probably would.
His mom should have, like, moved in with him and taken care of him.
Yeah.
But I understand why he didn't want to, because he didn't want his parents to know that he wasn't paying for health insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Guys, get health insurance.
Yeah, just do it. You never know when you're going to need it.
Dallin didn't have health insurance for, like, the past 2 years. No, year and a half.
That's so scary.
But now
scary.
He does, because he got a real job.
Yay!
Okay, so he did have a real job before, sorry. I just didn't have health insurance.
not a job with benefits.
Just didn't have benefits.
Yeah. He didn't have a real job.
Good job, Dallin, for getting a real job.
I feel like I was holding my breath for the past year and a half.
Yeah, totally.
And now we're in the clear.
Yeah.
Okay. This is my last story. Okay. This was the first relationship after my divorce. So I was a little out of practice in the dating area. I met this guy online. I found out after we had been dating a few weeks that he lied about his age online. He told me when we met that he had been married twice over. But over the course of our dating, I found out he's actually been married 4 times.
No.
Red flags all around. Immediate red flags.
What the heck?
We met in Utah one time to go skiing together, and he brought his 16-year-old son with him, which was fine, except when he picked me up to head to the mountain, he had his son sit in the front seat and told me to sit in the back seat.
Excuse me?
What? When we got to the mountain, we rode the lift up and he said, "We'll meet you at the bottom of the hill." He didn't realize I was actually a really good skier and was surprised when I left him behind.
Oh my gosh.
You go, girl.
Yes.
After we had been dating about 6 weeks, he heard that the California lottery jackpot was over $10 million, and he told me that he drove 2.5 hours to the border to buy $20 worth of lottery tickets. Okay, random. At Christmas time, I was driving from California to Utah to be with family, and he wanted me to stop by his house on the way because he had a gift for me. He gave me a package of chapstick lip smackers for Christmas.
Oh. Okay.
What?
If she was 5, literally, that would have been a really great gift.
Even, like, maybe 12.
Yeah.
But she, I mean, she had, like, 5 kids.
Oh, no.
And was divorced. Something you would give a 10-year-old child. At that point, we had been dating about 2.5 months. The last straw was, on New Year's, he lived near Vegas. He invited me to come and said we would go out and have a nice dinner and go dancing and watch fireworks. He made it sound like it was going to be really special. He had always bragged about how he had planned these elaborate dates with other women that he had dated, so my expectations were high. When I got there, he took me to Chili's for dinner and then to a church dance and watched fireworks in the parking lot.
What?
But wait.
Wow.
Okay, well, we're not going to hate on Chili's, but the church dance is a bit much.
I feel God in this Chili's tonight.
It was like a steak dance.
Literally.
He's like, we're actually chaperoning for this steak dance.
He said dinner, dancing, and fireworks. Oh. Chili's church parking lot.
He's probably like, this is the best date idea.
Yeah.
He's like, I am so smart.
Yeah, she's going to love it.
We love the delusional confidence. What do you call it?
with Maddie Murphy. Yeah,
delusional confidence.
Yeah, delusional confidence. That's what he has. That same weekend, he asked me if he could borrow $5,000.
No! What?
What the heck?
That was the last time
I spoke to him. He's, like, actually a drug dealer on the side. I'm in a bad way.
That was the last time I spoke to him, but he kept calling me and texting me, begging me to talk to him, making all kinds of promises. I finally just blocked his number. He was such a loser. There was an additional tidbit on here, just a random detail that's kind of funny, that she sent later. He had two big screen TVs side by side and had picture in picture hooked up to both of them so he could watch 4 sports games on one TV and 4 sports games on the other TV. And he wanted me to sit and watch hockey and football with him.
Oh,
wait. He had 8 games going. Wow.
That is wild. Okay, double the amount of TVs as you do divorces.
Double the amount of divorces as you do TVs. Oh, wait. Like,
he had, oh, games. Double the amount of games yes. as you do oh, okay. divorces.
Yes. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So funny.
Wow.
Have you guys...
That was a lot.
Seen or listened to the podcast about Dirty John?
No.
No.
It's giving Dirty John when he asked for $5,000 because, Dirty John is a story about this guy named John and a woman, a divorcee from Southern California, which is funny because that's where this person is from. And they met online and he swindled her into thinking that he was a doctor and that he had a lot of money. But he had actually just gotten out of prison and was basically homeless. And he swindled her into letting him live with her and buying a house together.
Oh,
and,
I remember you.
He would, it convinced her to put his accounts in her... I mean, they got married and was everything.
This isn't the Tinder swindler? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
It sounds similar.
Maybe it is the same. But, yeah, and then when she finally realized what was going on, then she, had to get away. But he set her car on fire or something crazy.
Holy. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's insane.
Little things about that story are so funny. The first time he ever came over, laid on the bed and was like, "Oh my gosh, it's so comfortable." And she was like, "I thought he was wealthy." But he had just gotten out of prison, so he's bed. Like, "Wow."
He's feeling a real bed for the first time again in so long.
So anyways, wow. There's some funny similarities. Wow. That's a great podcast, you guys. Dirty John.
I will keep it in my mental
yes
list.
Shelby, did you have one more?
Yeah, and it's long.
Okay, we're ready.
I'm here for
the long haul. I actually love this story. It's a really good first date. Okay. I had just broken up with a guy and I wasn't ready to date anyone just yet. I later learned this guy I went out with was on a dating fast as well. Our mutual friend convinced us both we needed to meet. So after about a week of not texting him back, I finally texted him back and agreed to meet him. He asked if I wanted to go on a motorcycle ride with him and his friends. I met this guy at the movie theater because it was a blind date. He was on his motorcycle and looking super cute as I drove up. I got out and walked up to him and he said, "Well, you're cute." And I said, "Well, hi." Okay. And I side-hugged him. He then said, "There's one rule. You have to wear a white shirt when you ride my motorcycle so you can see all the bugs you catch." I laughed and then got on the bike behind him. He said, "We are meeting up with his friends at his house and then we will go on the ride with everyone." I said, "Okay," and off we went. While we rode to his house, While we rode to his house, he kept putting his hands back on my shin/knee, and for some reason, it felt right. His touch okay. reminded me of a home feeling. I liked it. I didn't dare hold around his waist, so I held onto his muscly shoulders. His energy felt almost like deja vu. I know, imagining this, I'm like, that does not seem very safe. Yeah. But she didn't want to, like, be too much, you know? Anyway, it gets better. We pulled up to his house, and he was off his bike quicker than quick, and I was trying to keep up and take my helmet off and follow him, but he was already up the stairs and to the door and closed behind him. So I thought, well, that was weird and kind of rude to just leave me. The door closed? Yes!
What the heck?
Now, thinking about this, because I know these people, thinking about this, I'm like, why did he do that? Why? Okay. I went inside and down the hall to a room full of at least 20 people. He was already sitting on the couch in the middle of all of them with his guitar playing and singing a song.
What?
Why did I just imagine Tamlin playing the fiddle? Okay, anyway, me being an introvert, stood awkwardly in the corner until a girl asked if I want to sit down. So I sat, I listened to him play and sing, and I loved it. I secretly loved that he didn't act like he liked me, and he almost ignored me, and went...
Why are we like this? I like the fact
he's
that
he's playing hard to get.
He didn't like me.
Just went and played his guitar.
Leah from Love Island.
Oh my gosh.
Do you watch Love Island?
Yes.
Why do you like him? Because he hates me. That's how she is. Sorry, keep going.
It's a thing. Okay. He was good at playing the guitar. After a little while, once all the friends showed up, we all went outside and got on the motorcycles. He asked if I wanted the same helmet, and I asked if he's wearing one, and he said no. He said no if you're not. So, like an idiot, I didn't wear one because I thought I'd look stupid with a helmet on, and I was already catching feelings for this guy, and that didn't even seem to... For this guy that didn't even seem to care if I was there. First of all, going back to doing stupid things on first dates because you want to impress them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Throwing safety out of the window. Okay. He gave my helmet to another girl that forgot one, and off we went up the canyon. I still didn't dare to put my hands around him. He sped up for a second and made me hold on tighter. He laughed, and I hurried and grabbed his waist. I think he laughed because he absolutely meant to do that, to make me hold on to him around his waist. We started around the alpine loop and carefully turned around each corner of the canyon. I was having such a good time and just enjoying the ride behind this handsome guy. The motorcycle behind us started honking his horn. We had no idea why. We thought it was because a car was coming, so we slowed down around a turn even more. The next moment I remember, I was laying on the road with people looking down at me. I sat up and they started telling me what had happened. There was a deer that jumped out into the middle of me and the guy I was riding with. So they were on the motorcycle.
Wait, the deer jumped between her and the guy?
Yes.
That's like 1 inch.
Yes.
What the heck?
The deer headbutted me and knocked me out. I backflipped off the bike and landed on the road. Yes, no helmet was worn. After the deer headbutted me, the back end of the deer hit the guy I was with and knocked him out, and he laid his bike down, almost falling down the cliff. After he woke up, he looked over at me. He later told me that when he looked at me, he thought, oh no, my wife. After people assessed us and said we were okay, just some major scraps and cuts, scrapes? Yes. Yeah. I don't know why I said it like that. Scrapes and cuts. We decided to make our way back to his house and get bandaged up and not finish the bike ride. The whole way back, he was silent. He didn't touch me. He didn't say anything to me. I was so sad because I thought he was mad at me because we ruined his bike. I later found out he was only silent because he was weirded out that he had the thought, oh no, my wife. So he was thinking about that. We got back to his house and we got back to his house and his friend helped us clean our scrapes all over and get bandaged up. Side note, he later told me that he was cold to me and ran into his house when he got there before the bike ride because he had a similar feeling of home and a sense of this is different. Going back to when he like kind of ran in
so
quickly.
So he's like, ooh, I like this girl. Let me run away from her as fast as possible and shut the door in her face. I don't know.
Exactly.
You just have to learn people's love languages.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Avoidance. That's his. Anyway, where was I? A sense of this is different in a good way when we were on the way to his house, so he was majorly weirded out because he wasn't wanting to date or like anyone. We both had the feeling when we were first on the bike together that our souls got so close, they said, oh, there you are, I've missed you. And she goes, and yes, I married him.
Okay.
Wow.
We can forgive him for shutting the door in her face.
We can.
He just got scared. I think he got a little nervous because he's like, oh, I actually really like her. I don't know what to do with myself. Let me just run inside and play guitar. He's trying to impress her, probably. Like, ooh, yeah. I'm cool.
I'm cool. I can sing and play guitar. Yeah.
And acting aloof and, like, he isn't super interested in her, so he, because he's so nervous, because he is so interested in her.
Yeah.
Love that.
I love that story.
I'm glad it worked out. I'm glad, like, she's okay. They're both okay.
Lasting damage. They have 4 kids, and they live a happy life.
Aww.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Love that story.
That is such a good story.
Guys, every single story was actually really good.
They were good.
This is a good story episode. I liked this one a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Caitlin.
That was fun.
Let us know if you guys liked this episode. Please give us a rating and review. Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Caitlin, say it.
Don't force her. She doesn't have to do anything she doesn't want to do.
Yep.
No, you have to, or else we're not releasing this episode.
Please like and subscribe, you guys. Please.
Share this with friends and family.
Yeah. Let us know what you want our next story episode to be on.
Yes. We love these story episodes.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at eb.pod.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
we
it.
We always say bye at the end.
Oh. Okay, all so together.
We'll say all together.
5, 6, 7, 8. Okay.
Bye!